Prosser never mentioned the word recount during his prepared speech. He attributed his victory over Joanne Kloppenburg to hundreds of volunteers and thousands of voters.
These women and men of all ages, races, and religions are vitally committed to the betterment of our state of Wisconsin and to the advancement of conservative values as the way to address and ameliorate our many problems.
As to the possibility of a recount of any of the 1.5 million ballots cast in the election, attorney Jim Troupas now heads Prosser's legal recount team. He says with Prosser's certified victory margin of 7,300 votes, it would be frivolous and expensive for the loser to ask for a recount.
If there's some motive here that has anything to do with something other than trying to overturn a campaign, you know, that's for politics. That's not for the public expense at a time when, frankly, we can't afford it.
Kloppenburg's campaign manager says there's no decision yet on whether to request a recount. The less than 0.5% margin in Prosser's victory allows Kloppenburg to have the counties pick up the expense of carrying out the process. Kloppenburg could ask for the expensive statewide recount or for a smaller recount of one or two counties. That smaller process might take a week to 10 days. Canvas board members doing the recount are paid an average of $100 a day. Wednesday is the statutory deadline for the Kloppenburg campaign to submit a recount petition. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.